Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're jumping straight into a really specific topic. It's fascinating, actually. Our mission is basically to unpack one core relationship, something highlighted right in the source material you gave us. You know, give you that aha moment, but without all the extra noise. So for this deep dive, we are really zeroing in on the impact of seasonal tourism on lakefront property prices. The source itself presents this as a really clear, direct connection. And that's what we want to explore. Think of this as like your express lane to understanding how human activity connects directly to real estate values.
Yeah, and focusing on something this specific is, I think, really valuable. Often we talk about the economy in such broad terms, right? But getting down to these, distinct drivers, that's how you gain real insight into how markets actually work. It's a great example. A seemingly niche topic like this can actually shine a light on much broader economic ideas, cause and effect, basically.
Okay, so if the source frames it as such a direct connection, let's get into the nuts and bolts of it. How exactly does something like seasonal tourism, which sounds pretty simple, actually, well, shift property prices for lakefront homes?
Well, the source points to a couple of key things. First and foremost, it's about demand, specifically how demand changes during the peak seasons. Summer hits, maybe there's a big fishing tournament or a local festival. Suddenly, everyone wants short-term rentals. And investors or people looking for a second home, they see that. They see the potential for pretty good rental income during that specific window. And that, in turn, boosts how attractive the property seems, its perceived value,
Oh, okay.
which often leads to higher sale prices. Sometimes you even see like an inflated price-to-rent ratio in those really seasonal spots.
Right. That makes total sense. So it's not just about wanting the house itself, but the income it could potentially generate from, well, tourists. Are there other factors the source mentions beyond just the rental income?
Oh, absolutely. Beyond just the rent checks, the source talks about the effect on local infrastructure. Amenities, too. Think about it. More tourists often means more local investment. You get new restaurants popping up, maybe improvements to parks or public spaces, better roads, even. These kinds of upgrades make the area nicer, not just for the tourists, but for anyone living there or thinking about investing long term. And that adds to property values overall. We see towns, upgrading internet access, fixing up the waterfront, all kind of fueled by those tourist dollars coming in regularly.
That's a really good point. It's like a positive feedback loop almost, a ripple effect. So, okay, we have this demand spike in peak season and then the infrastructure improvements. How does the source say this actually shows up in property values? Like, are we talking higher price per square foot or something else?
Usually a few ways. The most obvious one is just a higher average price per square foot compared to, say, similar homes nearby that aren't lakefront or in that tourist zone. You also tend to see a faster absorption rate.
Meaning they sell quicker.
Exactly. Properties sell faster, especially maybe right before or during the peak season. Buyers are trying to jump in and catch that upcoming rental income. The source even mentions that property appraisals in these areas often specifically factor in projected seasonal rental income.
Oh, interesting.
It's not just looking at what similar houses sold for. That's pretty unique to these kinds of markets.
That is fascinating. So the market's kind of forecasting future earnings based on tourism. It's baked into the valuation. That raises a question, though. Does the source talk about any like downsides or complexities? Could too much tourism, for instance, eventually hurt property values or the community?
That's a really critical point, and yes, the source does touch on that. It's a nuance. While the immediate effect on prices is often positive, you can definitely run into issues with community strain, things like, way more traffic than the roads can handle, local services getting stretched thin. Sometimes the whole local economy starts to shift too much towards just tourism, maybe losing essential services residents need.
I see.
And for people already living there, property taxes might go up because valuations are rising. That can create real affordability problems. So, yeah, values go up, but there can be a social cost if it's not managed well. Finding that balance is, it's tricky.
That's a crucial distinction, isn't it? It's not just a simple tourism equals higher prices, everyone wins situation. So, wrapping up this deep dive, then, what we've really pulled from the source is a much clearer picture of this impact of seasonal tourism on lakefront property prices. It's definitely a direct link, like the source said, but it has layers, different mechanisms, and like you said, potential downsides too.
It really does. And, it brings up a broader question, maybe for you listening. If something like seasonal tourism can have such a specific measurable impact on lakefront property, well, What other everyday patterns or activities might be subtly shaping other parts of our economy, or even just our daily lives, you know, in ways we maybe haven't stopped to consider? It could be anything, right? Like, does the Whitley Farmers Market affect local shop rents? Does putting in a new bike path change nearby home values? Understanding these specific cause and effect links, like the one we just talked about, can really deepen your grasp of how complex systems work. It sort of encourages you to look for those hidden connections all around.